Hey Lisa, I just wanted to reach out and share some testimony in regards to the abortion worksheet that you had sent out. And I remember on that call, I leaned over to my wife and said, "You know, it wouldn't surprise me if there's something in there for me, just based on my previous promiscuous lifestyle." And she told me I should just go through it, and I never got to it, and then I did. I ended up staying home from work, just for other reasons. And going through that sheet, and as I'm going through it, I'm already getting convicted, and I knew there was something in there for me. And there comes to a point in the sheet where it has you ask the Lord, you know, how many knowing or unknowing abortions have I been a part of? And I already knew, and so I asked, and I said, "How many?" And he told me three, and then gave me the names of the three women that had the procedure done, which had to have been from God. My previous lifestyle, I was very promiscuous. You know, a lot of one night stands, would block their numbers right after, so I never had to talk to them again, essentially silencing my voice in any matters to do with children. And so I got three names. And as I begin to start praying and asking for forgiveness of that, I get a vision. And the Lord told me that I have two daughters and a son. And then I got to see them. And my two daughters were just the most beautiful little girls. And one was in a purple dress and she had black hair. And the other was in a yellow dress and she had brown hair. My son was in a green t-shirt and jeans. He had red hair and freckles. And they were just perfect, and they were just clinging to Jesus. And then he turns and points to me, and they came running up, and they gave me a hug, and it just wrecked me. And so I'm going through the rest of the sheet and going through the repentance and experiencing deliverance that I didn't even know that I needed at this point because I wasn't willingly a part of it. And so I just think other people need to hear this. Especially men that have a similar background to me, where, you know, they may have thought that a one night stand was no big deal and they could have children that they don't even know about. And I think other people need to experience this freedom too.